We got in an argument last winter over a puzzle. Do you know the amount of love and passion you have to have for another human being to be able to argue over a puzzle? I was coming in off the road, bad winter storm, getting ready to hit where we live. Get in, garage door comes down, everybody's in, everybody's safe. Okay, now this is going to be our time together. She turns on the Christmas lights, snow, big flakes, just starting to drift, you know, very Norman Rockwell-ish looking kind of thing. We turn off the phones, turn off the TVs. There's no one else in the world at that moment except for her and me. And I dump out this puzzle. Now, I know the first thing about putting together a puzzle is that you have to flip over the pieces where they're right side up. And I know that because I'm somebody that was raised by people. And I start flipping over all these pieces, and I hear my wife say, "Hey, I got one." "What?" "I got one." "Well, we need to flip over all the pieces first." I just thought I'd go ahead and start. "You need to start by helping me flip over all the pieces." "So we can do this together." Which is why we spent $8 at Dollar General in the first place. "Well, I just need a little bit more yellow." "Yeah, it probably looks brown because once again, all the pieces aren't flipped over yet." "Fine, flip, flip." Now she's mad flipping, flip, 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 flip. We get them all flipped. I was like, "Okay, let's find all the edge pieces. I don't want to start on the edge, I want to start in the middle." "What are you, a serial killer? Who starts in the middle of a puzzle?"